Hello, good morning. I am David Oshin, your host on David Oshin Podcast. Yes, I welcome you today to another great edition of this podcast. And I'm so happy, I'm so glad to have you listening to us and be blessed by this message today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the word of God will open your heart surgically, remove everything that is not of God inside, and implant the Spirit of God will be implanted in your heart, and every fear will be destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we have a message today, and the title of this is, we're running a new series. And the title of this series is Faith Series. It's a faith series. We're going to talk about a compilation of different topics on the faith. So I want you to pay attention. This is going to be a very powerful and spiritually exciting season for you. There is no reason to be afraid. There is no reason to be afraid at such a time as this. It's a time where your faith needs to be alive. It's a time where your faith needs to be kicking. It's a time where your faith needs to be strong. The Bible says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Tell everybody, say, you are a poor specimen if you cannot stand the pressure. You are a poor specimen. So the reason why God has been teaching you a lot on faith all this while is when the day of adversity comes, that inner content that God has blessed you with over the time can come out. But when you faint, when you fail in that day of adversity, it means that your spiritual stamina is very little. So I believe this is the time, in this time of COVID-19 coronavirus disease spreading around, is a time where the believer's faith should be topmost, should be full, should be stretched completely. Yes, because the virus should not be able to affect any child of God. This is not going to be the first virus that will come to the earth, and it's not going to be the last virus that will come to the earth. So we have been ordained to be overcomers, and we must overcome this. I'm still talking about the faith series, and I'm glad to have this series to start this time, and I know that this will be a message that will bless your life eternally in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read our Bible verse. This is actually touching to me. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14. The Bible says, and when there came, and when there were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man. That's Jesus Christ, man. There came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying. So a certain man came to Jesus. When the Bible uses a certain, it means this is not a parable. This is a real story. A certain man came to Jesus, kneeling down and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and often into the water. Now look at this kind of sickness. A man is lunatic, is vexed with demons, falling into fire, falling into water. Now, I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Now, when you hear this kind of story, what are you expecting Jesus Christ to say? Oh, disciples, I understand you couldn't cure him. I'm here. Every time you can't cure, just give it to me. I will cure it for you. I'm Jesus, the Savior of the world, the healer of the world. I was expecting Jesus Christ to just say, I understand that my disciples can't cure it, but me, I can cure that kind of case. So don't bring cases to my disciples, just bring them to me. I'm the healer and everything like that. Now, look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, Jesus answered and said, verse 17, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. First response, oh, faithless and perverse generation. Now, they're not talking about a case of headache, a case where a man is lunatic, is falling into fire, falling into water, vexed with demons. What did Jesus say? Oh, faithless and perverse generation. Now, I believe at this time, this is what the disciples had not seen. Probably they've been seeing cases of, fever. They've been seeing cases of malaria. They've been seeing cases of typhoid. They've been seeing cases of different kinds. But we get to a point where they saw a case they've not seen before, and they couldn't cast out the demon. Jesus Christ told them, "You guys are faithless. Look at that charge." Now, I'm just trying to imagine that you're someone who's using your faith to even to work in certain areas, and this is a bigger case that you couldn't imagine because you've not seen it before. Then what would Jesus Christ tell you? "Oh, faithless and perverse generation." I don't know how you will feel, but I will feel bad that, "Lord, I'm trying my best." Now, look at this situation. Reflect on it. They'll now think about what is ravaging the head right now. The coronavirus and how it's affecting the world. Now, we have seen probably the malaria, the typhus, the different kind of plagues and things like that. But here we come to a plague where we don't understand about, we don't understand. It's something that is just, it's just crazy. It's defying all human understanding. Even those scientists that tell you they have the cure and everything, they are beginning to understand the fact that this thing is defying their human knowledge. So as believers, what should we do? We should say, "Oh, yes. You know, this is a point where our faith needs to be alive. Because Jesus Christ is telling us now, if you now faint at this time, your strength is small. If you faint at this crucial time, your strength is little." I imagine someone tell Jesus, "Oh Lord, how can I cope in this kind of sickness that is ravaging the world?" What would Jesus Christ tell you? "Oh faithless and perverse generation. Oh faithless and perverse generation. How long have I been teaching you about faith? How long have I been teaching you about the word? How long shall I keep teaching you? Oh faithless and perverse." And that's just all I can say. There's no excuse. He said, "If you can have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to a mountain, 'Be thou removed and be cast into the sea.'" Now, he said, "Nothing shall be impossible unto you." Nothing, and nothing means absolutely nothing, shall be impossible unto you. That's what I'm telling you this morning. In this faith series, today's message is, nothing shall be impossible unto you if you believe. So this is not a time to be afraid. It's not a time to be afraid. It's a time to understand the fact that nothing shall be impossible to you. Because you're walking in faith. You're walking in victory. It doesn't matter all the challenges around you, even everybody is testing positive around you. It cannot still get to me. Because I'm protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. No, I can't, because I passed through a corona victim. Then I'm infected. I can never be infected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't be infected because the Holy Ghost has permeated my spirit. The Holy Ghost has permeated my bones. Every fiber of my being is covered. The blood Jesus Christ paid for was the blood even for coronavirus. Now, I'm not saying we should just walk carelessly on the road. What I'm telling you is that don't be a victim of circumstance. Why I'm saying this is because now the devil is using fear to paralyze the believer's mentality. Every little thing you see, you're already thinking, "Oh, hope it's no corona." You probably just woke up and you're just having a slight headache. You are scared. You are afraid. You are saying, "Oh, will I end my life like this? Oh, should I report to the media? Oh," then worst of all, you started sneezing. You are scared. No, when you get to that point where you are having headache, you are sneezing, just say, "I rebuke the flu. I rebuke it. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke it. I refuse it. It's not for me. In the name of Jesus Christ." Charge it instantly. Don't let it stay. Don't let it stay. Don't let that thought stay. Let faith be the umpire in your heart. Let faith rule your heart. Come on now, what excuse do you have? If Jesus Christ actually looks at you, and you tell him, oh Lord, the plague is so strong, I cannot cope, he will tell you, oh faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? My charge towards this man is this: let not be faithless. If you faint in the day of adversity, it's not because the adversity is too strong, it's because your strength is too small. Don't fail God in the day when God needs you. Don't fail God in the day when God needs you. If you faint in that day, your strength is little. It's not because coronavirus has become stronger than the Spirit of God. It's because people have magnified it and has made a lion out of a cat. They've magnified it. Rather than magnifying God, they've magnified his disease as if this is a disease that is beyond what the Spirit of God can handle. Please, magnify the Word of God. Magnify God in the circumstances. Let not fear consume your spirit, consume your mind. Let not fear attack your mind to the point that your faith becomes ineffective. That's our message this morning. This is a faith series. Nothing is impossible to him that believes. Praise the Lord. And this morning I want to give an opportunity for those who have not given their life to Christ. You have not given your heart to Jesus. There is no how you can overcome the fear, because the fear is potentially in the heart of every unbeliever. Yes, he's born with it. Born with fear. Because when the devil rules your life, fear is only natural for you. So I'm giving you an opportunity now to give your life to Jesus. Make him the Lord of your life. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe in your word. I confess my sins and every wrong that I've done. I confess it this hour. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse my heart. I ask that you today wash me with your precious blood. Jesus, I confess you are my Lord and my personal Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm saved. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, if you pray this prayer, I'd like you to send a message to our mail, davidoshinministries@gmail.com. davidoshinministries@gmail.com. Now, if you have made a prayer, please send a mail. We want to notify us about it. And number two, you have to look for a Bible believing church, a church where Christ is glorified and exalted and preached. And number three, just keep on listening to our episodes or broadcast to keep steering your faith and building your confidence in Christ. Okay, that's where we draw the curtain. Always remember, nothing shall be impossible unto him that believeth. Nothing is impossible. You are not a victim of the flu. You are a victor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So subscribe to Google Podcasts. Subscribe to AudioMark. Subscribe, to Podcast Addict. And subscribe to Native.org. You can get on Native.org and download the messages so you can add it and listen to it again and again and be blessed in Jesus' name. God loves you. I love you much more.